Welcome into another edition of Three and Out. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV, and as we do every single week, we'll be taking a look back at the previous game, a standout performer from that one. We'll be looking at the big headlines of this week, and of course, we're looking ahead. Sunday, the big road matchup in D.C. against the Redskins, so let's get right to it.
Everything that can happen has happened to this team. C.J. Anderson, keeping the legs going. Chris told you he's tough to tackle. Into the secondary to the 32 at a first down.
Time now for first down. Ben Swanson joins me now. And as we do every week on first down, looking back at a player that had a standout performance, and it's hard to find a player that played better than C.J. Anderson.
Oh, yeah. He was really on top of his game. I mean, the vision he has, the quickness he has to take those cuts and to make decisive moves. And he just cuts upfield, comes away with a game ball after the game. And now he's a FedEx Aaron Ground nominee for the ground part, obviously. Some tough competition there with Kareem Hunt and Todd Gurley. But still, to be up for that honor is quite a big deal. And I kind of hope he gets it.
You look at his season. He's 142 yards away from 1,000 yards on the season. The Broncos haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher since 2013. No, Sean Moreno did it then. How important do you think it is to him to hit that milestone? How important is it for his team to get him there?
Well, I mean, it's important for him. You really want him to get it just from a personal aspect to see, you know, this is what they're kind of playing for at this point. Even though the playoffs aren't in reach, you really want them to fight for something, for personal pride. And so he's taking that part upon his own shoulders. And his teammates want him to get there, too. I mean, this goes into the offensive line. He's only 142 yards away from 1,000 yards, so he needs to average 71 in the last two games. And he can do it if he keeps playing as well as he did on Thursday night.
Depends on how healthy and how Paxton looks. Obviously, we wanted to see what Paxton can do earlier in the year when he got hurt against the Raiders. And so, you know, he hurt that ankle pretty bad. So, I think they're going to play that by ear, see what Vance does later in the year and what the staff thinks, or later in the week. But, you know, it comes down to, you know, Paxton's health, and we'll see where that is. If not, then, Brock will be ready to go.
Time now for second down. Phil Milani joins me now. And, Phil, we typically know at this point in the week who the starting quarterback is going to be headed into Sunday. We don't yet. John Elway telling you yesterday he's going to wait a little bit. They're going to figure things out, see how Paxton is. How do you think that decision is going to affect the team making it later in the week as opposed to earlier in the week?
Well, yeah, like you said, I think they want to see if Paxton Lynch is healthy. They wanted to see Paxton Lynch play at some point this season. And when he hurt his ankle against the Raiders, that kind of dampened those plans. So I know that Brock Osweiler played really well against the Colts the other night in the win. He was accurate. He looked confident. He was poised. And he was really ready to go in a backup situation. But I do know that the Broncos really wanted to see Paxton Lynch play a little bit more than he did just that first half, really, against the Raiders. So in terms of affecting the rest of the team, I think at this point in the season, since the Broncos have had three starting quarterbacks, and just the way the season's gone, I don't really think it's going to affect the other guys too much.
With regards to those two guys, though, Paxton and Brock, how important are these two games if either one gets the start?
Well, that's the thing. They want to see how Paxton Lynch could play. So if he could come out and play well, maybe that would send a message to the front office like, hey, please don't give up on me just yet. Or, I mean, not to put any words in anybody's mouth, but just like, hey, look, I can play in this league. And then I think Brock Osweiler, almost the same thing, is like, hey, he came in here. He knew he was going to be the backup. And each time that he's played, he's shown the poise. And he's shown that when he's had time in the pocket, he can make quality passes. So I think that, heck, everybody on this roster is really playing for their job. Right. So I don't think those two quarterbacks are really any different.
Cousins, end zone, touchdown, Jamison Crowder.
Time now for third down. Eric Dalala joins me. And Eric, the Broncos haven't exactly played well on the road all season long. However, another opportunity this weekend in Washington, and a tough test awaits Kirk Cousins.
Right, yeah. I mean, they got their first win finally in Indianapolis. That was a big one for the team, I think, to get over that mental block. But Kirk Cousins isn't going to make things easy. He's top 10 in the league in yards, touchdowns, really efficient guy. He's only thrown 9 interceptions. So it's going to be up to the no-fly zone to shut him down, up to the pass rush to get some good pressure on him. And then you've got to shut down the run game to kind of force him to make the throws he doesn't want to make.
On defense, for the Redskins at least, a matchup that we've seen before, a little history there, Demaryius Thomas going against Josh Norman. There's a little bad blood from that Super Bowl 50 a couple years back. But again, the Redskins do pose a tough test to the Broncos offense.
DT's closing in on 1,000 yards, and what better guy to go against for him than Josh Norman, obviously, in Super Bowl 50. Norman held him pretty well, and then after the game tweeted that he shut him down. And DT had that tweet that was so good, "Where's yours at, young fella, with the Super Bowl ring?" So I'm guessing those guys playing for the first time since that game will be excited to see each other. But if DT can get some things going and get to 1,000 yards, that's something that Vance Joseph said was important to get those guys to the individual milestones. And if they're playing well, as Joseph said, the team's probably playing well too.
Those things are important because it makes our football team better, you know. The better those guys play, the more we win. So they are important, but obviously winning is our first priority there. But if they play good, guess what? It helps us win. So I'm all for it.
That'll do it for us on 3 and Out. Special thanks to Austin Brink, Aaron Gunning, and Katie Cook behind the camera, as well as Ben Swanson, Eric Dalala, and Phil Milani. I'm Matt Boyer. Thank you so much for joining us on 3 and Out.